The Gemara in the bottom of the Zayin Beis has a shaila by Rav. Tzarich shehiyah l'malkus, ain't tzarich shehiyah l'malkus. Do you need shehiyah for malkus or not? Is there such a shear of shehiyah in order to be like when you're in the Beis Hamikdash and not leaving or not? And the Rishonim are bothered with the kasha that l'chara forget about whether you need a shear or not. You shouldn't have malkus b'chlal because it's a lav shem b'maisa. You're not doing anything. You're just being there. L'chara, that's a lav shem b'maisa. Lav shem b'maisa ain't like an olive. And Taisa says, it's printed on Daf Yud Zayin, but it's going on this Gemara. Taisa says, in one Teretz, this is going to feed the Mandamar, who holds Amshem B'maisa, you are like on it. But if you hold in like on it, then Echanam, you want to get Malchus. Other Echanam want to say that there's a Svara brought down in the Rishonim, that when it starts on Yidei Maisa, even though now there's no Maisa, that's considered a Maisa. So being that he came into the Beis HaMikdash to a Maisa, even though now he's not doing a Maisa, that's considered a Maisa, and he would be like it. But I was thinking maybe you can answer this kasha via Gval Gachirish from the stipler in Nazir Simon Hay. He says that a svarba that when a person is doing something, he's actively sitting, he's actively standing in a place, and he's not leaving, that amida itself, the fact that he's there, that gufa is considered a maisa. And look at maisa galum izah. He says duchalecha shenasis maisa begufa adam haynu shem gufa nifal maisa beyachol esak mashal asa begufa. So, if you have a nazir in the basic verse, and he's not leaving, he's standing there as a maisa. He's b'metzia standing there, and that's considered a positive maisa. And if he died, who had been over here, you could say such a thing that the fact that he's there, that's considered a maisa. The fact that he's not leaving, and that would be considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa.